expect from this matchup? And just, I know it's been a while since the two teams saw each other, but they came as advertised.
Yeah. I thought we played a good game. I thought we played probably the first two periods about exactly how we wanted to play a road game in this building. And, we come out in the third and we get a lead. And that's, the game was going to script as far as how we wanted things to go. And, unfortunately, we turned pucks over after that to the wrong guy. And they get one that goes in off us, and it just shows you that the margin's small, and it's frustrating to lose a game, but even more so when that was kind of, if we could write it up, that's about how it would go. But we gotta finish. You gotta see, that one turnover can be the difference in a game, and obviously it's the wrong guy to give it to. So good lesson for us, and I think we just said it after the game. We got a lot more to give. And so that's got to be something that we can build off of. We got better, and we could have won that tonight.
Is that the silver lining or the encouraging? Is just that how close you guys were in that game, and you did stick to script, and it was a competitive game.
Yeah, well, I think we have to see that that's we're able to win like that, and that's how we're going to need to win in this building. When we go home, it's a different story. We can push the envelope a little bit at home, but I think we were solid. We weren't giving them turnovers on the rush and giving them stuff to feel good. I mean, they're a deep forward group. They're going to get their chances. They're going to get their shots. But that's how we're going to need to play in this building. And I thought we did that for 45 minutes.
Did that third one? Did it get clipped in route to you?
Oh yeah, it changed a good 3 feet. That's that. The problem with the entire play is that there's nobody. There's none of their guys, there's none of our guys in front of it. And so, there's guys all over the net. So, he shoots at far side glove, and I'm immediately going into rebound control mode because there's no threat to change the direction of the puck. And, change the direction 3 feet and goes right between my legs.
How comfortable did you feel in the first? Because it looked like you really kind of bullied the team in front of you to have the push that it did 14. In the second by keeping it 0-0 at that point.
Yeah, it's I felt good and it was fun. I know I'm going to get my shots and my looks, but the guys were working hard in front of me and as long as I'm finding pucks. I just wanted to make sure I was ready to go and ready to be a part of trying to quiet the building down a little bit at the start of the first game. I think we did a good job of that in the first.
What do you think of the blue line with Spurge back in the mix, but then a couple of guys making their debuts?
Yeah, it's it was good. They've been good for us, and obviously getting Spurge back, he's been out for a while, so it's nice. He gives us some more depth. He's obviously used to playing that top pair, but Dumbs and Bros have been, really good for us. So it's certainly going to help us. And like I said, for the majority of that game, I thought we played well defensively as far as how we wanted to do it in this building.
Physicality early in the game surprised you throughout, or is that just to be expected? First game of the playoffs, right off.
Yeah, I think it's going to be like that every game, especially these two teams. That's a part of it. You do that to get under each other's skin, and you get some fast moving, hard hitting guys on both sides. So I thought, I thought we did a good job answering and staying disciplined, and picking our spots to give it back. It was a fun game. It was a good game.